Harper Audio presents Death Comes as the End by Agatha Christie, performed by Amelia Fox.
Chapter 1. Second Month of Inundation, 20th Day. Renesem stood looking over the Nile. In the distance, she could hear faintly the upraised voices of her brothers, Yachmoze and Sobek, disputing as to whether or no the dikes in a certain place needed strengthening or not. Sobek's voice was high and confident as always. He had the habit of asserting his views with easy certainty. Yachmoze's voice was low and grumbling in tone. It expressed doubt and anxiety. Yachmoze was always in a state of anxiety over something or other. He was the eldest son, and during his father's absence on the northern estates, the management of the farmlands was more or less in his hands. Yachmoze was slow, prudent, and prone to look for difficulties where none existed. He was a heavily built, slow-moving man, with none of Sobek's gaiety and confidence. From her early childhood, Renesem could remember hearing these elder brothers of hers arguing in just those selfsame accents. It gave her suddenly a feeling of security. She was at home again. Yes, she had come home. Yet as she looked once more across the pale, shining river, her rebellion and pain mounted again. Kai, her young husband, was dead. Kai, with his laughing face and his strong shoulders, Kai was with Osiris in the kingdom of the dead. And she, Renesem, his dearly loved wife, was left desolate. 8 years they had had together. She had come to him as little more than a child, and now she had returned, widowed with Kai's child Teti, to her father's house. It seemed to her at this moment as though she had never been away. She welcomed that thought. She would forget those 8 years, so full of unthinking happiness, so torn and destroyed by loss and pain. Yes, forget them. Put them out of her mind. Become once more Renesem Imhotep the Car Priest's daughter, the unthinking, unfeeling girl. This love of a husband and brother had been a cruel thing, deceiving her by its sweetness. She remembered the strong bronze shoulders, the laughing mouth. Now Kai was embalmed, swathed in bandages, protected with amulets in his journey through the other world. No more Kai in this world to sail on the Nile and catch fish and laugh up into the sun while she, stretched out in the boat with the little Teti on her lap, laughed back at him. Renesem thought, I will not think of it. It is over. Here I am at home. Everything is the same as it was. I too shall be the same presently. It will all be as before. Teti is forgotten already. She plays with the other children and laughs. Renesem turned abruptly and made her way back towards the house, passing on the way some loaded donkeys being driven towards the riverbank. She passed by the corn bins and the outhouses and through the gateway into the courtyard. It was very pleasant in the courtyard. There was the artificial lake, surrounded by flowering oleanders and jasmines and shaded by sycamore fig trees. Teti and the other children were playing there now, their voices rising shrill and clear. They were running in and out of the little pavilion that stood at one side of the lake. Renesem noticed that Teti was playing with a wooden lion, whose mouth opened and shut by pulling a string. A toy which she herself had loved as a child. She thought again, gratefully, I have come home. Nothing was changed here. All was as it had been. Here life was safe, constant, unchanging. Teti was now the child, and she one of the many mothers enclosed by the home walls. But the framework, the essence of things, was unchanged. A ball with which one of the children was playing rolled to her feet, and she picked it up and threw it back, laughing. Renesemp went onto the porch with its gaily coloured columns, and then through into the house, passing through the big central chamber with its coloured frieze of lotus and poppies and so on, to the back of the house and the women's quarters.